Hello, I'm Richard Alabone. Welcome to webtalkradio.net. My programs explain how and why we experience trance and telepathy, and so paranormal really is normal. This week is about healing and the Reiki system of healing. My guest is Aram Kong, who is of Chinese origin from Singapore, who ran his own business over here in London. He's a Reiki master with many years of experience. Hello, Aaron.
Hi. Okay.
Okay, Aaron. Now, one of the things that has always confused me over the years is the differences between healing and Reiki. I wondered if you could let me know about that.
They are very, very similar. I mean, you know, again, the definition of healing. I mean, Reiki is a universal energy which comes from the universe. One has got to be initiated to Reiki. And what happens is, you know, your hands become warm and you've got healing power within them. And, you know, all you do is run your hands over what parts of the body, and that body will feel a sensation and healing takes place. And it's like it encourages the body to take over and healing takes over.
Yes, the sort of traditional English sort of healing is similar, except that the hands only go on maybe the shoulders or the head rather than different parts of the body.
Yeah. I mean, with the English traditional, they call it spiritual healing. I mean, again, you know, that power must come from somewhere, which again comes from the universe, but they just put their hands on the shoulders and on the head.
Yes. Whereas the Enrique, I believe you tend to move around using the acupuncture points. Is that right?
Well, you can use the acupuncture points, but you can actually feel when you're moving around the body in terms of what we call the chakras or wherever you're scanning the body, and it's as if your hands are attracted to it and you can feel it tingling. Strong sensation which draws you that point, and then you can feel as if energy is being drawn from you into that part of the body.
Yeah, now I find that quite fascinating. It's all new to me. I was trained actually by an Indian gentleman doing a little bit of healing, but I was no good as a healer. But I did not relax my mind enough, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm very fascinated with that.
This was something which was introduced some nearly 100 years ago by Dr. Ushi, who is the founder of Reiki. And ever since then, I've been practicing Reiki for the last 20 years, but since then, there's lots of different systems that have come into being introduced, and they're all basically the same thing but under different names. And you know, it takes after the name of the inventor, the co-founder of it. And recently, I mean, I found that energy itself is there within the body. You know, you don't need Reiki, you don't need all the other things. That when you can breathe consciously, you are connected to the source, the healing source, and then the body starts to heal. Anybody can do it, which is the fascinating part now. You know, I don't call it healing. I call it, you know, when I'm sitting with somebody, I'm helping their energy level comes up to a certain level and they start to heal themselves. I'm not the healer anymore. I'm just the facilitator.
I've been looking at your website for a while, and that word facilitator was the one that that struck me. So you use that to connect to a person's own healing powers. Now,
we all have that healing power. And, you know, where before when I was initiated to Reiki, I thought that, and again, we were told that we were facilitators, that the energy was running through you. But with what I've discovered in the last few years, that we don't need rituals, we don't need anything to be connected to the healing force. It's there. We all have it.
Mm.
It's only that we've been so preoccupied with our lifestyles that we don't slow down, we don't listen to our bodies. It's only when we're ill that we start to stop.
Yes, that's very fascinating. Now, when you're doing this healing, do you in fact speak to the person that talking about their
problems? Well, we start with the problems in terms of what is causing their problems, and whatever the illnesses or disease that they have. And I inform people that whatever illness that they're having didn't happen overnight. It's taken many, many, many years of dysfunctional living that has caused the energy levels to come down, and therefore they hit what we call a threshold of all the illnesses, and then they get connected to that illness. But it takes time to become ill. You don't get ill overnight. And so what happens is I then teach them how to be connected to their own life force to increase the healing within themselves. And after a few sessions of teaching them how to breathe correctly, how to go and raise the vibration, they then become better themselves. And then all I keep telling them to do is to keep on and repeat what they've learned from me. So I'm not the crutch. They don't have to come to see me. They've learned to connect it to their own energy level. They've learned how to raise their vibration. And therefore, eventually become healed.
Yeah, and looking on your website, I see there's an enormous range of things which you can affect, and hopefully in a positive way, and heal, not only psychological, but also physical illnesses and problems.
Yeah, I mean you need good diet, you need exercise, you need all those things to have a balanced way of life. But if you look at today's society, it's totally imbalanced, and it's why there's so much illnesses in our society.
Yes, and here, Aram, in this segment, I'll discuss the many points that you have raised so far. You said that the power to heal comes from a universal energy, and this is something we know nothing about, I feel. Surely the power comes from within us. Once a teacher has been initiated into the Rikke technique, he is able to teach it or transfer it to a person who needs healing or treatment. The first part of any treatment is the discussion of the problem, during which time the healer, the teacher, makes a friendly and emotional bond, as well as learning about the problems and lifestyle of the patient, while giving information on the Rikke method. This involves things like relaxation and breath control, while the teacher puts his hands on the affected part of the body. This apparently brings a feeling of warmth and a tingling sensation in his hands, which I believe also seems to be transferred to the patient. The teacher's tingling helps him find the correct acupressure points, and these points are the same places used in acupuncture, where needles are used. As a Westerner, I find this all rather mysterious, although I am familiar with the idea of hand contact being necessary, and that warmth and tingling may be felt, and I'm also familiar with the idea of acupuncture points and their power to make changes for good. I've always wondered about this, and I'm not sure that even the Chinese have an answer as to how and why. But it makes good sense that pressure on these points, called acupressure, has the same sort of power to heal, especially when it is combined with a relaxed trance state. This is the original Rikke system, which was discovered 100 years ago in Japan as an efficient healing source. It's similar to the basic laying on of hands, which is thousands of years old, but uses the modern thoughts about meditation and hypnosis, and at the same time pressing on the Chinese acupuncture points. Aram went on to say that it is not difficult to learn. Anybody can do it, he said, and you don't need to be what's called a Reiki master. In fact, all the different levels of instruction are only there to get people to pay more money, he says. The system has split into many variations, which are all the same, he said, having various different names. After this section, I believe he's going to talk to me about some of these variations and some of the different techniques he uses. But they are all geared to raising the energy level of the sick person so that he can heal himself, although I'm not sure what that energy really is, and I'm not sure that anyone really knows. My own thoughts are that self-hypnosis in trance is the answer, creating a post-hypnotic suggestion to the effect that the necessary healing will be carried out. And I think this makes sense, giving an answer as to how and why healing works. Aram uses words like raising energy levels, also raising the vibrations of a person. But do we understand what he means, I ask? There is no doubt that a process similar to meditation is necessary, which is helped by a rapport between the teacher and subject. Now we'll come back to you, Aram. As well as the facilitating side of your work, you do EFT, I believe. Could you tell us about that, please?
EFT is an emotional freedom technique which was founded by Gary Craig. He's now retired, and he works on the acupuncture points of the body. So what happens is if we have a problem, whatever the problem is, and if you go through a set of points which he teaches you and repeats certain things, it does release the energy blockage in the body. And then, you know, there's instant relief within minutes. This is, you know, for me, when I first experienced it, I was just amazed when I was talking to a colleague of mine. I said, where have you been today? And they told me they went on to an EFT course. And I said, well, what is it? And they explained it to me. And she said, well, I can do it on the phone. And I said, well, okay, I've got a slight headache at that time. And she told me where to tap my body. And within 3 or 4 minutes, the headache actually shifted, which then got me very involved in doing more research. And I eventually went over to America to learn EFT. Mm. And my first book is based on the acupuncture point of EFT. Mm. And it teaches people how to heal themselves. Again, I mean, for me, any form of illness is an energy blockage in the body. And so all you have to do is to unblock the energy blockage and the body starts to heal again.
Mm. And, you have what they call a jump start, which is a similar
thing. Jump start, yes. I mean, once you get to that way of thinking, there is no illnesses in my mind, you know, cancer is, you know, makes people's vibration drop. To me, again, cancer is a disease that holds a very low vibration, and it's only an energy blockage. And if you start to work within that area and unblock the energy, the body will start to take over and heal itself. But it takes time, mm-hmm. I mean, for people to heal. And also they have to reconsider in terms of, you know, their lifestyle. They have to change their lifestyle to start with. There are lots of people that don't heal is because, you know, they carry on their old pattern of living, which caused them to have the disease in the first place. So what we do is when we teach them how to help themselves, they only help themselves for a little while, but their old lifestyle creates the blockage again. And so the disease doesn't go away.
Mm. Yeah, very, very fascinating. And I think you do Reiki courses and workshops. teaching other people.
Yeah,
how to
I don't do Reiki workshops anymore as such, because you know, for me, I don't need the rituals now. I can teach somebody how to raise their vibration, and they can in turn become and go out and help other people by facilitating other people. So it's not a secret anymore. Whereas Reiki is a very secret thing. You have to be a Reiki master, and you have to go to certain rituals. And it's all evolved around money again. The higher you go in Reiki, the more money it's going to cost you. Whereas now with the Jumpstart system I'm using, it's a 3-4 hour course. Yeah, where I teach you the basics which you can share with other people.
Mm.
And immediately within learning how to do it, you can help facilitate others and help other people raise their vibrations.
Yeah, I believe you even do this on Skype. People can.
Yes, I do. Yes. I
contact you.
Contact me. Send me an email, and we'll make an appointment. I do a 15-minute demonstration in terms of showing them what relief they can have immediately with their problems. And then I say, well, if you're going to take it further, you can either come face to face, or we can do it over the phone.
Yeah. Now, I've always considered that healing and so on involves some psychic powers. I'm very much into telepathy and this sort of mm-hmm. thing. I wondered if what you thought about that, whether you think that's a part of it.
It's all part and parcel of it. I mean, the psychic powers, and when we start to get information from you know, beyond, it's when we are very, very still inside. It's quietness, and all of a sudden, you know, you get information. I call it, you know, downloading. I mean, like this, the Jumpstart the Healer. I mean, it's all information that I used to sit down, all of a sudden I have different thoughts coming to my mind. It tells me, try this, try that, try this, try that. And then I find that, you know, what my work is entailed, other people are doing it as well. And this is the most fascinating part of it. And then I start to put all the dots together. And all of a sudden, you know, there's this modality that comes up where everybody is capable of healing themselves, which is fascinating, because, you know, you don't need a Reiki master. You don't need to be reliant on anybody, because, you know, all you have to do is learn the technique yourself, and anybody can heal themselves.
Yes, well, I mean, traditionally, some people over the centuries have suddenly discovered how they could heal somebody where they knew they had a problem, and it comes sort of naturally.
It's a natural thing, and in the Dark Ages, you know, you were burned as a witch.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly
and,
right.
And they did it for 300 years. They persecuted the art that, you know, it was forgotten.
The Reiki system, which started in Japan.
Well, the Reiki
really,
system, prior to that, I mean, there was all different other systems that were happening and had different names. You know, Reiki just happened by in the early 1900s, which was Dr. Ueshiba. Now we have Sikkim, we have Huna, Prana, Chi. I mean, all these different systems are all basically the same thing. You know, it is the life force that, you know, we're all entitled to, the healing force.
Very excited to hear you say that. You're saying that all these things are the same. I always felt this was so.
Yes, it is.
It is just a normal human function to be able to.
It's a normal human gift. Yes, and what the controllers of the world want is, you know, they're telling us that we cannot heal. You know, we can only heal through drugs and all these things. And if everybody was capable we're not brainwashed, let's put it that way, we would have a different society. And, you know, it's what's been programmed into us that's making us ill. I mean, no, we are a society of programming to wanting more all the time. You know, we're never taught to be satisfied with what we have. You know, you need more to be more successful. And therefore, we're creating more stress all the time. And eventually that, you know, will turn into an illness.
Yes, and you've published a book, well, at least one, It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Yes.
And you have another book.
Jumpstart the Healer, which is again, you know, you can have e-book, you know, just email me and I'll send you the e-book. I'm giving all these things away now. I mean, you know, I want people to have exposure of this material because I think it's very vital that people can understand that they can help themselves and not be dependent, you know, on somebody else. And of course, to reach to a certain point where you can have good health, it's obviously you have to start to begin to like yourself a little bit more and start to love yourself. And what we, you know, most people that I that come to see me are people who have high expectations. You know, I keep telling them, you know, the only reason why you're sitting in front of me or talking to me is because your expectations are not met, and therefore it's causing you to lose your energy. You lose your life force, which then makes you become ill eventually. So if you let go of your expectation, you know, your life will be different. But we've been programmed to control, so to want to know what's going to happen all the time. And so consequently, you know, all the time we are losing what we call energy.
Now, so the start of, really, for anybody that's interested in following up your work, is to go on the internet and your website. Well,
go on to the internet, get on my website, write to me and say I'd like to have, you know, a 50-minute consultation. I'll talk to them on the phone and I'll send them, you know, my book. And then I'll take it from there, you know, and those that will do the necessary practice that, you know, of making time for themselves to heal, will heal. And those that, you know, that don't make time for themselves will just stay where they are, or eventually go and seek some other method of healing.
So the link to all that is, it's in the website. It's aramkong.co.uk.
aramkong.co.uk, yes.
Yes, it's aramkong.co.uk.
With the internet and Skype now, you know, you can talk to people all over the world and help people. And this is what I'm very excited about. And I'm able to get access to people all, you know, all around the world now.
Yes, that's good. And I would thoroughly recommend anybody to go start at your website, and which is a very nice website. And it starts off with a picture of yourself and then all the details of the therapies and the books and so on. Well, thank you, Aram. It's been very fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much for talking to me.
It's my pleasure, Richard. And I hope you have a clearer idea of what's happening.
I'm sure.
In those worlds.
Yes, I've learned a lot today, I have to say. I've always thought of Reiki as a strange add-on to healing, which is something like Richard. Thank you again, Aram. It's been very nice.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Well, although I researched Reiki in the last few days, I didn't expect to be so surprised by what Aram had said. Firstly, I think I was very surprised that it's a pretty diverse subject. It's sort of traditional healing. Whether you call it faith healing or spiritual healing is not important. But the extra ingredient is the use of acupressure, by which the healer uses the acupuncture points and meridians to direct the healing directly to the part of the body affected. So if the problem were in the liver, for example, then the acupuncture points associated with the liver would be targeted, which clearly is an added advantage over traditional healing. Aram mentioned the emotional freedom technique, which aims to work by releasing an energy block. Surely this is little different to Aram's method using the same acupressure points, but the only difference is more emphasis on what I would call hypnotic suggestions. But whatever these differences, and a host of supposedly different branches of reggae, they are all basically the same. It needed an experienced and brave man like Aram to come out and say that. Now, another point that Aram mentioned was that the old art of healing virtually died out for 300 years due to persecution by the Catholic Church in Europe. Another aspect of healing and reggae that I find personally very fascinating is whether or not some sort of psychic communication is involved. One question I have is how and why does the reggae practitioner get sensations in his fingers to tell him of the relevant acupressure points? There must be something at a deep psychic level that does that. I like to use the word telepathy, and that same psychic something may well help to initiate the self-healing process. Could it not be that this is just another factor in the mystery of healing? I do believe that it is, and Aram said he thinks it is an important part of it. That happens when you are still inside, what he calls downloading. His comments all tie up with the evidence of healing, as well as the evidence for telepathy. Absolutely fascinating, I find that. Now, Aram had some wise comments to make on illness, which he said is due to unconscious stress. Most people are programmed to want more all the time, more, more, more. But these expectations cannot be met, which is the cause of stress, bringing on the majority of illness of almost every sort. He talks of loss of energy as the cause of illness, which is due mainly to lifestyle and unlikely expectations. So I guess he's right, and part of his treatment is to persuade people to change their attitude and lifestyle. Easy to say, but difficult to do. Now, another thing he said several times is that healing is a normal human gift, not paranormal, of course, which is the accepted view of scientists. It can't happen, therefore it doesn't happen, is what they say. And the only cure for illness is accepted medical treatments. In contrast, Aram's latest reggae thinking is what he calls a jump start. This is a version of reggae principles that aims to clear energy blockages. I think this is just a way of concentrating the mind on what needs to be done to heal the problem. You might call it self-hypnosis. There is not a physical blockage to be cleared, but a mental blockage which causes the problem. This instruction Aram is making generally available via telephone or even Skype, which he hopes will benefit many people. I hope you found all this very interesting, as I most certainly did. If you want more background on healing, trance and telepathy, get my book Sublimity, although it doesn't say anything about Reiki. Alternatively, go to my website, that's www.sublimity.org.uk. Thanks again to my guest Aram Kong for talking on this show, helping to prove that paranormal is normal. This is Richard Allibone signing off from webtalkradio.net for this week. Join me again next time. Bye for now.